Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The title of the message for today is The Foolish Man. Proverbs 19:3 reads this way: The foolishness of a man confounds his way, and his heart rebels against the way of the Lord. I have shared many times a saying of a wise old judge that I worked for when I was going through college. He said that a man can look stupid, act stupid, and then open his mouth and remove all doubt. There's such truth in that, because the heart of a man is revealed in the things that he says, as well as the things that he does. All around us are those who try to act wise and know all the answers. But when the trials of life come upon them, they realize they have no answer at all. And when they come to the end of their life, or when they're nearing death's door, whether they actually pass through that door or recover, they realize they don't have the answers at all. That is why so many people who are in high position or are esteemed in the public eye come to the end of their life and they realize they are nothing and they have nothing. And everything that they had counted as being worthwhile is nothing when they're facing death. Contrast that with a saint of God who has gone through life with difficulties and trials, going without many times, giving of what little they had to those who had even less than they had. But they had the joy of Jesus in their heart, and they were truly wise. I have been at the bedside of many who were in that very same position. And oh, I felt a draw toward what they were experiencing. I eagerly looked forward to the time when I would be with the Lord. Is that foolishness? I think not. I think that's wisdom. When we realize that this world is not our home, we let go of those things that grab hold of us. And we put them in the hands of the Lord and say, Lord, you know what I need. Give me this day my daily bread and the things that I need in order to accomplish the task that you set before me. God has given each one of us an opportunity of sharing with those around us the joy of Jesus. I wonder, are we really sharing the joy of Jesus, or are we complainers? Are we wise people, or are we foolish people? I want to be counted as one who is wise in the sight of God, not because I have wisdom of this world, but I have the wisdom that comes from the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, as we look forward to that wisdom that comes from you, I pray that it might not be in order to give us a sense of pride or presumption, but rather humility and brokenness, that we do not deserve anything, but we have received so much. We have eternity in our heart. This world is not our home. We only have an opportunity here, Lord, of sharing with others around us the joy of Jesus. Let that always be our aim, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 year and prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.